Hi, my name is Alex Turner, Program Manager for the Visual Basic and C# compilers in Microsoft. And I'm here today to give you guys a peek at the new language features we're introducing in Visual Studio 2012. One of the main things we're introducing in VS 2012 is the idea of producing Windows 8 apps. These apps are talking to a new kind of Windows API called the Windows Runtime. And we've done the work in the Visual Basic and the C# compilers to make it just as seamless for you to talk to .NET APIs as it is to talk to Windows Runtime APIs. We've also added a smaller language feature called caller info attributes. If you've ever done logging code or code where you're implementing iNotify property changed, you often want to know the name of the calling method. Maybe you want to know the file name. Maybe you want to know the line number of that calling method. We're able to now pass that into you automatically. We're also bringing the goodness of iterators to Visual Basic. So now when you want to produce, generate a sequence of data for your calling method, that's also easy to do. But our biggest investment in Visual Studio 2012 on the language side has been around asynchronous programming. And if you've ever done responsiveness, cared about responsiveness on the client, if you've ever cared about scalability in a server app, you've probably called asynchronous APIs. These are APIs that take a callback as a parameter and then use that callback to notify you when a result is available or when a procedure is complete. But when you start writing these callbacks and chaining them together, your code can quickly become harder and harder to maintain. People talk about go-tos leading to spaghetti code. The best example I've heard for asynchronous callbacks, when you get too many of them, is you end up with macaroni code, too many nuggets of independent functionality that you have to chain together, and it makes it hard to reason about your app as a whole. But with the new async language support that we're introducing in Visual Basic and C#, it's easy to consume these APIs, easy to produce them yourself, all without thinking about callbacks at all. So let's take a look at a simple app that I have, and we're going to convert it from using synchronous code over to asynchronous code. And we're going to see how we get to do so without complicating the logic that we have. So what I have here is a simple app. I'm going to run the app. And you can see I enter a release year. And what the app then does is it sends this year to the Netflix OData API. And it's going to pull up movies. But you see that while it's actually downloading those movies, while it's making calls to the Netflix OData API, my user interface is hung. I can't interact with the app. I can't actually move it around. Only now did the movies actually come up. You see, I can scroll around, I can look at the list, but I had to wait for that process to be complete. I couldn't use it along the way. And this may have been acceptable for client apps a few years ago, but really, users expect more. They expect to be able to cancel operations, to move around, to do multiple things at once within the app. And so let's see what we can do to make this app more responsive. So let's take a look at the code inside this app and see what's going on. Let's see why this app is unresponsive. If we take a look, we can see pretty clearly that it's this call here, this call to download string. This is a call, if I take a look, it's on the web client type. And it takes a UI and it returns me a string. But this API is going to block along the way. It's going to hold up my thread until it actually has the result to give back to me. And to keep my app simple, I've been doing this logic on the UI thread. And so if this thread blocks, it means my app hangs. It means the user can't interact with it. Now, there's different ways I could address this. One thing I could do is push this code off onto a background thread. But if I was to do that, now every time I want to go update the UI, if I want to adjust a control, if I want to add things to that list that you saw, I'd have to go marshal that data back to the UI thread. I wouldn't be able to just do it directly. And that would start to complicate my code in a different way. Another way I could do this is to talk to an asynchronous API. And if I take a look, I can see there actually is another overload of download string called download string async that lets me provide a URI and gives me back this result later. But you see, my code is starting to get complicated. I can no longer just take back the data as a result. I'm going to have to go sign up an event, sign up a callback, to get that result when it's available. And you see that my code is now being split in two pieces. I have the second half here, and I have the first half back up there. And I'd have to separate this into a callback. If I had multiple async calls, I'd have to start using nested callbacks, maybe two, three, four nested callbacks. And my code would start to get more and more difficult to understand. Now, if I take a look at what else I have to change, my query movies method can no longer return a movie array because the movie array is not going to be available until later when the download finally completes. So I'm going to have to change this type here to void. And I'm going to have to accept some sort of parameter. I'm going to have to take my own callback, make my method asynchronous, and then somehow notify my caller with the result. Now, let me take a look back up in load movies at what that would mean for my caller. Well, I see here I'm getting a squiggle. I'm going to have to provide a callback of some sort here. But what does that look like in load movies? Well, now it starts to really fall off the rails. I have to take the rest of this iteration of the while loop, and then I have to take all future iterations of this while loop, And then I also have to take this code at the end and shove all of that logically into a callback that I'm going to pass to my query movies method. And thinking about how I'm going to contort my control flow and contort my logic really makes it a pain when all I really wanted to do was call one method inside of a while loop. Very simple control flow, but very difficult to do in the asynchronous world today. So what can we do about this? There has to be a solution. Well, if I undo all the way back to where we started, we can take a look at the new language support we have to do this in a much better way. What I'm going to say here is not download string, but download string task async. And if I look inside Query Movies, I see I'm calling this method now that returns not a string, but a task of string. And task of string is this object that promises, hey, in the future, I have a string that I can offer you. And you can sign up to be notified when that's available. But I need a string, so how do I actually get that string out inside my method? Well, I can go to my signature inside Query Movies and mark this as an async method. And that tells the compiler that I want this method to be pausable and resumable so that I can wait when I actually need to without blocking the UI thread. I'm then going to change the return type here. Instead of movie array, I'm going to change this to task of movie array. And this is the same idea as download string task async. I care about giving back a movie array to my caller, but I don't have one right away. So I'm going to give back this task object. And they can then go track this, sign up for callbacks, and figure out when we actually have this result available. And when I go back down here, all I have to do to actually get the string out of this task of string is to write await. And that's it. That's all the transform that I had to do within this method. You can see that I added async, I changed the return type, and I added the await keyword. And you can see here that I hover over download string task async, it returns a task of string. Var data here is now of type string. And so I'm able to easily extract that string all without contorting my control flow and while keeping my method sequential. Now, if I come back up to load movies, remember this is where things really started to get difficult. But I have an even simpler transform here. I just write async on top of load movies. And then I put the await keyword here before query movies. The compiler is now able to do this transform for me. It figures out what it means to have an await inside of a while loop and how to resume that while loop once it's done, once the query is finally complete. And I don't have to think about all the code that's before and after. The compiler is doing that heavy lifting for me. We hit F5 now and we run the app, type in 1950. When I push search, you can see that I'm immediately able to interact with the app. I can scroll up and down and you see the movies coming in 10 at a time. I'm able to do all the things I would expect to do when the results are there along the way. So this is just a taste of what you can do with async. If you're intrigued, go download Visual Studio 2012 and try it yourself. Thanks for watching.